A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say, 'You shall not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. From out of the depths I cry unto you, Lord, hear my voice, come hear my prayer. Oh, let your ear be open to my pleading. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, Lord, should mark our guilt, then who could stand within your sight? But in you is found forgiveness for our failings. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Just as those who wait for the morning light, even more I long for the Lord my God, whose word to me shall ever be my comfort. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, so death spread to all, because all have sinned. Sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death exercised dominion from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgression of Adam, who is a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of that one person's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If, because of the trespass of one, death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as the trespass of one led to condemnation for all, so the act of righteousness of one leads to justification and life for all. For just as by the disobedience of one person, the many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one person, the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. After Jesus was baptized, he came up out of the water, and the heavens opened, and the Spirit of God in the form of a dove descended and rested upon him. From heaven was heard a voice which said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. I take delight in him." Then the Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And there he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And he was famished. And the devil came to him and said, "If you truly are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." Jesus said to him, "It is written, not by bread alone does one live, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then he took him into the holy city, up to the parapet of the temple. And he said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will give his angels charge over you, and they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone." Jesus said, "It is also written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Then he took him to a very high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. He said to him, "All of this I will give to you if you fall down and worship me." Jesus said, "Begone, Satan. The Lord your God shall you worship, and him only shall you serve." With that, the tempter left him, and the angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord.